This is Dr. Holly Lucille's Mindful Medicine. Here's Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey, folks, thanks so much for being here. I am so excited about today's show because it is right up our alley. Our alley, as far as, you know, mindful medicine, I say it all the time, is just about, for me, hoping, you know, that I help people kind of just wake up and use their minds. And so today's show is going to be about mindset and aligning your inside with your actions. And I've got somebody so fantastic that's going to help us guide us through how we can do that more efficiently, because I got to tell you something. I'm going to bring her on in a second, I promise. One of the things that I have noticed in my world, and I'm really passionate about this, is that there's more information out there, truly, more than ever. I mean, you've got pop wellness doctors, you know, about how to be healthy. You've got wearables, you have blog posts and tweets and articles and websites and advertisements. There's so much information. But here's what I see. First of all, I see that all of our chronic health issues, and this is in the data, continue to be on the rise. And then as well, in my practice and certainly in my personal life, my friends and family and sometimes myself, I see us having the inability to actually get congruent to meet the littlest, smallest healthcare desires, getting your cholesterol numbers down, losing a couple pounds. And I always sort of scratch my head and think, what is that about? What is that? Where is that disconnect? And what is it that we can actually do to be congruent and align our hearts, our head, and our mind, right? Our mind, our bodies, our actions. And so I'm going to bring on my guest because she's going to help us. I know it. So her name is Kristen Howe. She is known as the Go Big Coach. I love it. Her high performance coaching has helped multiple companies hit the $1 million mark and beyond, and also has helped many private clients. This is where you come in. Transform from being stuck and defeated to living empowered, passionate, lives of their dreams. Oh, sorry, let me not make that sound so horrible. Private clients, just like you, I should say, transform being stuck and defeated to living empowered, passionate lives of their dreams. So we're not just talking about health goals here. We're talking about overall goals. So Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm psyched to be here. This is going to be fun.
Sorry, I just butchered your intro.
Didn't mean to do that. No worries. No worries at all.
These are the things that make us. Yeah, these are the things that make us so human, and the constant ebb and flow of being on and then being stuck. And so this is fascinating. You're known as the Go Big Coach, and I know you personally, so I can see that. So how did you get started in this? Because you're very talented and you've been on Broadway. How did you get started in this industry? What was your path that led you to helping people really align their insides with their actions?
It's a good question. Really my journey, my experience, my need for it, and then my discoveries along the way, and a lot of being very, very, very successful at times. Like you said, I've been on Broadway, you know, a very successful performer, and then having, that roller coaster of success. And then suddenly I am down so low that I can't afford, I literally was living off of stale bread and mayonnaise, and I couldn't afford a glass, so I had to drink out of the faucet in New York. Now, luckily, New York's water is very good, so that was fine. But, you know, and so this up and down sort of roller coaster thing, just it drove me crazy. And so I finally looked at it. There was actually a point in my life where I was pretty much going to lose everything. I was going to lose whatever remaining money I had. I was incredibly in debt. I felt like I couldn't do anything, and I used to feel like I could do everything. I was going to lose my relationship. I mean, everything was probably, you know, where I lived, everything. And it was one of those moments where, you know, people are always like, oh, you had the big aha moment. And I'm like, well, I did, but it wasn't this sort of succinct thought. It was literally, I went, okay, so what I'm doing isn't working, so I need to do the opposite. That was my really big aha moment. Started doing that. And I started going, okay, what would my normal instinct be here? Okay, let me do the opposite. And And so what I discovered, and this is how I kind of became known as the Go Big Coach, because once I discovered this, once it worked for me, once then I got off the roller coaster and just had like, you know, I started to build my life and design my life in a way that, yeah, I mean, sure, please, we all still run into things and have struggles and all of that, but they didn't derail me anymore. And then I was like, well, I got to share this with as many people as I possibly can. And the big thing I discovered is I'm known as the Go Big Coach. My whole sort of motto there is I'm helping you go big one small step at a time. Because my big problem was I was trying to have it all happen overnight. I was going for like the, you know, the thing that's going to save everything by tomorrow. I would imagine you see that a lot with health, that people feel like, oh my God, I have to fix it all by tomorrow. Is that something like
that pertains?
Yeah. So that's the big thing. So then I started to figure out how to align myself, how to integrate things as opposed to trying to, you know, tomorrow I'll wake up and I'll be a marathon runner and I haven't run a mile, you know, getting out of that mindset because it wasn't serving me.
That's great. You know, I've often made the analogy to folks in my practice, you know, especially when it comes to really, I mean, and, you know, I think health does encompass psychosocial, emotional aspects, certainly, as well as physical and laboratory and clinical and all of that, because, you know, with weight loss or anything else, I'm like, hey, this is a marathon. You know, this is not a run short, fast distances, which I agree. I see people doing that all the time and they want it sort of now and they want it fast and they aren't able to see sort of that long distance lead time into success. And one of the things I really want to ask you about, because you do help people go big one small step at a time, which I think is probably extremely successful, obviously, given your career, but you do it by combining universal laws with proven success strategies. Talk to me about that. What do you mean by that?
Okay. So this is where people sometimes go, oh God, she's going to be all woo woo. And look, you know, Dr. Holly knows me. I am far from someone who's floating around in, you know, fairy types and going, you just have to combine the useful law, you know, the universal laws. Here's the deal. You can, you know, so some people get freaked out by the woo-woo element of this. I have used this when I've worked with corporations. I have used this when I've worked with individuals, people looking at me going, what the heck are you talking about? So the way I can most simply put it, for those of you out there that are open to sort of the universal law concept, it's basically just saying that, hey, there's sort of laws of the universe that either work for you or against you. It's like gravity. It's happening all the time. It's just whether you're having it work for you or against you. For those of you that are really skeptical about anything that sounds like the secret or law of attraction or any of that stuff, the basic way I can say it is, if you walk down the street and you've got a frown on your face and you scowl and grumble at everybody that passes you, how many contacts do you make that day? How many good experiences do you have that day? How many opportunities come from that? Like none. So it really, it's just about what you're transmitting needs to match what you want. The energy you're transmitting needs to match what you're actually saying you're wanting. So many of us are saying, hey, I want this and I want this and I want this great life and I want this thing and I want that. And then what they're transmitting from an internal standpoint, from an energetic standpoint, is in complete contradiction to that. Where it's, you know, oh, I'm poor and I feel terrible and I hate myself and nobody ever gives me opportunities. And so when those two things are in conflict, it's like putting a battery in the wrong way. A flashlight. The flashlight's not going.
Yeah, you know, I think that reminder, I mean, because, you know, I've often heard that we are sort of more like universal beings, let's say, or spiritual beings having this human experience. And I know myself when I try to kind of get my humanness on and think I can, you know, fix things and not pay attention to the greater part that you're talking about, I do get in a rut. And I feel like every time I'm reminded about how much responsibility I have, you know, for my attitude, for my thoughts, for every time I'm reminded of that, I can turn my life around in almost a second. I can turn my mood around in almost a second. But it is that ebb and flow of, I think, being really human and us getting stuck in thoughts and denigrating, you know, sort of self-deprecating sort of concepts about ourselves, but then just expanding it and knowing that you have a place in this world and that you belong and that everything is perfect. All of those things are so effective for me personally when I'm just like, even you talking, it's like, I just am like, I do have a lot of responsibility as far as my success is concerned, but it doesn't mean, you know, that I don't think that it solely is about how many patients come to see me or, you know, what's my next TV gig. It truly is how I wake up every day.
Mm-hmm. And that will feed into everything. And I'm so glad you mentioned the human thing, because here's the other thing. So for people that do embrace this concept, there's this myth out there that I just want to quickly sort of, you know, hit it over the head right now, is that once you figure this out, then eventually what's going to happen is you're going to get it perfectly and you're always going to wake up and you're always going to be joyful and you'll never have limiting beliefs and you'll never have moments of, you know, questioning yourself. And that is an absolute, I do not know. And I know a lot of people that are really, really spiritually evolved. And I've never met a single person that's like that. So one of my favorite things to say is, look, congratulations, you're human. You are. That's the experience we're having. When you wake up, when you have, you know, we have our limiting beliefs. We have our moments where we have questions of confidence. This is something, and listen closely to this. It is not the limiting beliefs that take us down and get us off track. It is our engagement with the limiting beliefs that get us off track. Does that make sense?
Sure. I think I hear you. I mean, from what I hear, what you're saying is it's not the belief, the limiting belief, it's your engagement. So it's your attachment to it.
Yeah. The analogy I give is, the other day I was walking down the street. Actually, this is great. This just came up recently and I was like, oh, this is perfect. The other day I was walking down the street. There was a guy on the street that I was like, I might not feel so safe walking by that guy. And I hate that, you know, that's unfortunate that he's right here. Sort of, I could see him making people uncomfortable. So I saw him. It's not like I ignored it, because a lot of people think, oh, if I'm having, you know, I have to ignore that I'm having a lack of confidence here, or I have to ignore this limiting belief. No, I mean, I saw it. So the guy obviously is the limiting belief, by the way, in this analogy.
Yes, of course.
And then I decided, right? It's pretty clear, but I figured I should point it out. But I decided, hey, I'm going to cross the street and just, I'm going to take a different path. But I still acknowledged that he was there. Otherwise, I wouldn't have crossed the street. Now, the other thing I could have done, which is what most people do with their limiting beliefs, is I could have gone, I could have gotten in his face. I could have been like, hey, why are you in my neighborhood? Get out of here. You're making people feel unsafe. You're making this entire experience awful for every. And you, that would be engaging with the limiting belief. We get so engaged with trying to get it to go away that we're just indulging it, as opposed to going, hey, you're probably here. I know this sounds so crazy. Kristen talked to her limiting beliefs. It worked.
No, I think it's
hey,
great.
You're right. You're here because at some point in time, you probably protected me from something. I don't know what. Congratulations, I'm human. I'm having a question of my own confidence right now. Totally get that. I'm human. I don't have to attach.
Yeah. I think it's fascinating because I think what you're saying, and it's something that I truly believe, but like everybody else can get off track with it. Most of the work that is being done, and it sounds like, correct me if I'm wrong, is the work with your own self, like being able to, one of the things that I've often encouraged people, and certainly myself as I progress through this lifetime, is, you know, instead of being so hard on ourselves, if we, you know, set ourselves up for like, I'll start on Monday, and, you know, or I'm going to have 4 posts out by the end of the week, and it doesn't happen. I always say, you know, if we could get curious about that phenomenon instead of critical, you know, first, just get curious first. So can you go, I wonder, well, let's do an autopsy of that week because it's over. You're never going to get it back. You know, how can you see what went wrong with this incredible intention that you have, this desire, this strong need or want to accomplish something, and then the inability to do it? I always just like, why don't you scratch your head? Because I think that is the, that's a sweet spot. You can learn more about yourself, because I think that without learning more about yourself and why you continue to, let's quote unquote, fail, then it's like going to be shoving a square peg into a round hole the next time you go out of the gates to try to do the same darn thing.
Mm-hmm. And let me give everybody sort of a quick, like, this is like a life hack here, a shortcut, if you will, to, because yes, you need to learn about yourself, but sometimes people are like, but I don't have time because I didn't get the four posts out or whatever. A lot of times what happens, this is where the whole go small to go big thing comes into play. And believe me, people, if you do this, you will get success and joy faster than you would have if you kept waiting for the huge thing to happen. I promise you, I am an example of this and have worked with countless people to do it. If chances are good, what's happening is that you need to break things down a little bit more. And then there's another element. So let's say you had the goal, you know, four blog posts. And you're like, that didn't happen. Okay, so my thing, my go-to with anyone I work with is, what is, when that's happening, when you consistently are coming up short from the intention that you're setting, the goal that you're setting, set a smaller intention and then celebrate it when you do it. So it's, what's the smallest possible step I can take toward this right now? It's not, oh my God, by the end of the week, I have to be here. What is literally the smallest possible step I can take toward this right now? Okay, just decide what one of the blog posts is going to be about. Like that small, because what happens when you go that small, you don't end up staying there. You start going bigger and bigger, but you push your comfort zone without shattering it. And then the key element that nobody does, because we are all taught you have to wait to celebrate until you've reached the penultimate goal, or at least a significant enough goal. The key element is I do not go to bed at night without looking back on my day and going, even if this day was absolutely awful, what is something small I can celebrate about this day that I did? Because when, and people go, oh, right. No, you shouldn't do that. You know, we want a delay reward, right? That's our society. But really, when you give yourself the reward, you are that much more inspired to take another step of action, to take another small step of action, and another one, and another one. And that's how you integrate and create momentum and all of that good stuff without... You know,
I love it.
All the pressure.
Yeah, it sounds like you're cultivating. Yeah, and it sounds also like you have the opportunity to cultivate gentleness around yourself instead of the, oh my God, I can't even believe I just, oh my God, I can't, I have to, you know, in that gentleness and the reward and breaking it down. All right, so you mentioned Key. You have an online magazine. It's called The Law of Attraction Key, and it reaches over 100,000 people. Tell me about the magazine.
It's primarily, I'm sort of like, I call myself a hybrid car because I do. I get into all the universal laws and law of attraction and all of that stuff. But like I said, I'm not woo-woo. I'm not someone that just tells you, hey, you got to sit around and think about it and it will come. It might, but if your dreams ring the doorbell, you still have to get up and answer the door. So I'm very much focused on what's the inspired action to take that's in alignment with all this great inner work you're doing. So that's really what the magazine's about. It is primarily videos, articles from me. I also have some other experts on there that have articles, and just all of them are actionable, and all of them are designed to be small steps you can take so you start integrating this stuff right now and start moving forward right now and start discovering you're happy in this moment right now, even if you want this, and this to change, because they only change when you get happy with you right now. So that's what it is. I mean, it's just a really, it's a fun resource. When you go to the magazine, which there's right there, there's like a 5-step law of attraction key guide that you can sign up for, and I send it to you for free. So, you know, it's just my way of trying to give you information you can take action on to help you move forward and be happy and joyful and all of that stuff, because this human experience deserves to be enjoyed.
Yeah. All right. So folks, you can find that at lawofattractionkey.com. So Kristen, where, you know, for the listeners out there that are listening to this, who comes to see you? Who finds you? Who needs you? Who is it that, ends up, you know, getting your services? I mean, you mentioned you've worked with corporations and mm-hmm. you move the ball up the field with them to the $1 million mark and beyond. As far as the individuals are concerned, mm-hmm. describe that, what do they call it, avatar? I don't even know why. But
it's your avatar.
Describe that, like, who is it?
It's easier for me to start with who it's not, because a lot of people hear, you know, sort of inner work as well as action, and they want a guru or someone that's just going to sort of hit them with great ideas and not expect them to take action. So the people that are not a good fit for me in any way, shape, or form are people that like think I'm going to do it for them or someone else is going to do it for them, or people that are looking for the quick and easy way out. Anything that I work with people on can get you fast results, but it's always with the big picture in mind. So if you're anybody that's looking for sort of flash in the pan results, no. But I have a lot of entrepreneurs, and specifically, I have some that aren't this, but specifically heart-based entrepreneurs in the sense of, so some of them, they're starting their own thing at home, but this is something that they're extremely passionate about. So they're probably a little concerned. They don't want to sound like salesy and all of that stuff, and yet they want to make it a valuable business. So I have that. And then I also have a lot of people that they're wanting to, because my approach is very full life, because I've realized that if you go too far with one area of your life and you leave all the others behind, you're going to be in trouble because of the imbalance there. So I'll have people come to me just for full life stuff. But definitely, definitely a lot of heart-based entrepreneurs, you know, passion-based entrepreneurs.
I love that. I think it's great. You know, one of the books that I stumbled upon when I was building my business is a book called Building a Business the Buddhist Way. And it's a paperback. It's actually a business plan. And I wasn't one to ever do that, like write a business plan. I thought, ugh, that's awful. But you know what? It's kind of like you were saying, what it helped me do is keep me in right livelihood. You know, like, is what I'm doing resonating with me? Because I think that's such a great piece that you get that clientele that are heart-based and they're wanting to probably, they have something that other people need, and there's so many incredible ways to put it out there these days, and you're helping them do that. I just love it.
Yeah, it's thrilling to do, and it's thrilling to be able to help people. You're absolutely right. They have something that other people need. It's thrilling to help them see that there's a way to do that and get it out there that doesn't feel inauthentic to them. And yet, that also doesn't have them sitting there day after day going, I'm just giving everything away and I'm not making any money, which means I'm not going to be able to do this incredible thing that I do anymore. You know, helping them bridge that gap is really, it's a very cool experience from my side. Absolutely.
Wow. All right. So I have one last question for you. What is the best strategy that you use in your coaching to actually get people moving?
It is. It's the, once you have clarity of vision and intention, then it's literally just starting with what is the one small step I can take toward this right now and then celebrate it. And then what is the next small step? And by small step, I typically mean 15 minutes or less. Now you'll end up, what happens is you end up going, oh, well now I can take another one right away. And so you can end up, you know, doing something for an hour, but you'd be amazed when you're that focused, how much you can get done in such little time. So that is,
all right. Well, I'm about to set myself up for some success here. Yeah, I'm going to set myself up for success. I'm going to plan on closing the show in about 2 minutes. And if I do that successfully, I am going to celebrate it.
You can celebrate.
I'm going to, you know, because I'll rack them up. And then by the end of the day, I'll just feel so good. I can't wait to wake up and do it all again because, you know, pat myself on the back. No, I think it's, I truly do. I'm just kidding. But it is such great advice. And so, folks, there you go. Go Big Coach Kristen Howe. You can find her at www.lawofattractionkey.com. There are special people out there like her in the world that can help you with all of your interests and with all of your success questing. Truly get it done and help you pull it all together and align your inside with your actions. All right, folks, this is Dr. Holly Lucille. It's Mindful Medicine. This is all about your mindset. Kristen had some incredible, lovely tips for us. And by all means, she's out there. Get her magazine, go to her website, get her services, and be a better you. All right, until next time.